From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block. Those Who Knew singer and songwriter Walter Hyatt talk of his gentle spirit, his adventuresome musical tastes, his influence on a lot of singers in Austin and Nashville. Walter Hyatt died in the ValuJet plane crash 12 years ago. He was 46. Now there's a new collection of his songs, his voice and guitar, recorded in the months before he died, with new musical accompaniment from some longtime friends.
Oh, my dearest darling, I'm no one's sweetheart now. I've left love behind me. It's never right somehow.
Walter Hyatt's widow, Heidi, oversaw the project titled Some Unfinished Business.
I pretty much knew I had to do it the moment I heard what had happened to Walter. I just knew it had fallen on my shoulders and immediately really started talking about, I want to make sure Walter's music's heard, that other people are playing his songs. I mean, I said it right away. Now I just have to do this.
It must have been a lot of fun, I would think, on the song Reach For Me, to be able to have Walter, your late husband, singing with the Jordanaires, the great
that was so cool.
Man can't live on bread and honey alone.
Oh, that was just the greatest. I brought my kids into the studio that day because it's like, you got to be here for this. Just to see what they come up with and how it added to the song, that was thrilling.
He had never sung with them before, I'm assuming.
No, I'm sure that would have been, he would have loved that.
When it looks like life just can't go on, reach for me and lock me, oh my baby. When things ain't right, you were made to hold me tight.
It's such a great sound. I mean, it does, you can sort of imagine Elvis coming in.
That's what everyone says. Yeah, that's an Elvis song, right? Yeah, well, Walter, he sang some Elvis songs. He loved Elvis. So definitely, I mean, that would have been a thrill of his life.
You know, the voice is such an intimate thing. I mean, I would think it would be very tough emotionally to be listening to these songs sometimes.
Oh, yeah. It was very hard for a long time. I think that's one of the things about kind of the 10-year mark. I started to be able to present it as something outside of myself. But it was tough. Being in the studio was tough. Now I look at it as this thing that I can give other people, and I know they go through the emotions, but I don't stop and think about Walter when I do it. Some recordings had songs I had never even heard before. So that was very painful, but very thankful that they were there, all these recordings.
Is there a song on the CD that was new to you, something you hadn't heard?
I believe I had not heard the song When You're Alone.
When you're alone, then you're wrong. Why deny your gifts from above?
When You're Alone is this wonderful, gentle ballad, and of course now, I mean, it's a very, I would think, a song that you hear very differently than you would have if he were singing it to you 15 years ago. I mean, it has a whole new resonance, I think.
Well, it's like I got to see him, something he went through that I didn't even know he was going through. Like when he wrote that song, I think there was something, you know, he needed to say, and we're just living life and hurrying along and not thinking about it, and that's very pensive and deep. And like I said, you get busy and you just don't talk about your deeper self with your raising kids and doing the dishes and trying to make money.
When you're alone.
Hear it like a prayer. It's that meditative time when you try to get in touch with you know, why you're here, and maybe I didn't realize the meditative time he needed.
You know, Walter was interviewed on this program back in 1990. He talked with Noah Adams, and one of the things he talked about was what made him want to be a singer when he was young. Can I play you part of that interview?
I'd love to hear that.
Mostly, I just wanted to be on stage and you know, create some excitement and some feeling. I don't know, you just... I remember going to a show when I was a kid. There was a group that was singing the song... Remember that song, Little Darling?
Sure.
Oh, Little Darling.
Yeah, right.
Oh, you know, the people went wild, and I went wild, and I just thought, boy, if you can turn people on like this, even for just a few minutes, it would be the greatest thing in the world.
Isn't that great?
Yeah, oh, I love that. He just, he had, you know, he had something he had to express, and he loved to perform.
When he would come home after a show, did he sort of have that vibration of having been on stage and made that connection with an audience?
It was hard coming home, I think, because, you know, being out and playing is what he wanted to do the most. And a stage in a room full of people, that was, you know, I can't relate. I'm not comfortable with that. But for him, that was the perfect place.
You have two kids who were very young when their dad died.
Yes.
What's this like for them to get to know their father in a way, this way, through his music, as you've been working on it?
Well, they were so young. Rosie was 8 months old. Taylor was six. And I didn't push that they had to know music or anything, but my son's become a guitar player, and my daughter plays piano, and they both love to sing. And what's so great is that she's 12, he's 18, and they're deciding for themselves. They want to learn these songs. They want to be more involved in their dad's music.
When you want me, I'll come knocking at your door, one of these days now, you'll be rocking. You'll be rocking in my arms once more.
Well, Heidi Hyatt, it's good to talk to you. Thanks so much.
Thank you so much.
I'll come knocking at your door,
Heidi Hyatt, talking about the new collection of songs from her late husband, Walter Hyatt. It's titled Some Unfinished Business.
You'll be rocking in my arms once more.
You can hear more songs at npr.org/music. This is All Things Considered from NPR News.